It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Graham. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
A great win for the San Jose Sharks tonight in Pittsburgh. Final score, the Sharks 6 and the Penguins 4. Tonight's attendance, 18,417 fans at PPG Paints Arena. Time now for the instant replay to tell you how it all happened. Mikey Acemont told us on Sharks warm-up that he wanted to have a nice, hard hit on his very first shift, and he had one and more. Later on in the period, at 1:25, he was able to get the first goal of the game to put the Sharks in front. Right now, Mikey Acemont, 3 points last night. Throws one toward the front of the net, jamming at it from the right wing side after it was deflected back to him, but it was stopped by DeSmith. Held in behind the goal line. Couture in front. Acemont shoots, and he scores! Mikey Acemont, who had a goal and two assists last night, set that whole thing up with pressure on the forecheck. And Logan Couture fed it perfectly to the middle of the slot, 3 feet in front of the net, and a great shot by Acemont to put the Sharks in front, 1-0.
What a great goal by Acemont. That set the tone for the entire game, and it showed that the Sharks had come to play, that they had thrown out the desperation from last night, and they were just going to go about their business tonight in great fashion. Acemont's third from Couture and Marc-Edouard Vlasic at 1:25 made it 1-0 Sharks, and it would be, as it turned out, the start of a very special night for the Sharks captain, Logan Couture. But the Pittsburgh Penguins also come to play, and they like these crazy contests where there are a lot of goals in them, and they've got a power play that can take advantage of opportunities when they get them. Jacob McDonald took a holding call at 5:37, and it didn't take very long, 8 seconds, in fact, for Evgeny Malkin to strike. Off the draw, Letang slips, Crosby shoots, knocked down in front, poke, they score! Well, that didn't take too long. The Sharks were able to block the puck, but it skipped free, and it went right to Evgeny Malkin, and Malkin at the edge of the goal crease is not going to make a mistake with that. And so this game is tied up 1-1. Malkin getting credit for the goal at 5:45. So that power play lasted a grand total of 8 seconds before Berg Hockey could convert. Malkin's 18th goal of the season, officially assisted by Ricard Raquel and Sidney Crosby. And with that assist, Sidney Crosby passes Stan Mikita on the all-time NHL points list to go into sole possession of 15th place all-time. A great moment for Crosby. And he would have more. The Pens would get back on the power play shortly after that. This time, Yevgeny Svechnikov got a two-minute slashing call at 12:46. And it didn't take too long before Crosby put the puck in the net, and the Pens were 2-for-2 on the man advantage. 1-1 the score. Penalty on the Sharks' Yevgeny Svechnikov for slashing at 12:46. Penguins already have a power play goal, and here's Malkin for another one. Post, score! And that's Sidney Crosby on the rebound. So Crosby, who got an assist on the Malkin goal on the power play, is going to poke this one home. And with those 2 points, Sidney Crosby has already passed the legendary Blackhawks centerman Stan Mikita on the all-time NHL scoring list. He is now in sole possession of 15th place all-time. Crosby now has 1,469 points. And he passed Mikita with the assist. And now he gets another one with a big goal. Two power play goals for Pittsburgh. It is 2-1 Penguins. Crosby's 24th of the season from Malkin and Jake Guentzel. Time of it again, 12:54. 2-1 Pittsburgh. And we hadn't even played a little bit more than halfway of the first period yet. With the clock winding down at the end of the first, the Sharks continued to press. They've seen the puck go into their own net so many times in the final seconds, and they were getting a little sick and tired of that. One man who certainly has got to be tired of it is Erik Karlsson, and Karlsson would be in the right place at the right moment to put the score even. EK65 pivoting over, getting the stick on it, and knocking the puck back behind his own net. And just a solid, steady defensive play. And now he's got control of the puck. He feeds it to the middle. Lawrence has nowhere to go. Dropped it backwards. Magna to Carlson. Carlson down the right side looking to make the play. Lawrence pokes at the play. Now Barabanov in front. Tip. Star! Erik Karlsson kept on skating. He had his stick down at the edge of the crease, and he got a pass from the left wing side to put the Sharks even 2-2 with a spectacular goal.
What a great goal at 19:53 of the first period. Only 7 seconds left on the clock. Erik Karlsson getting yet another even strength point. This one his 16th goal overall this season. A great pass behind the back by Alexander Barabanov to get it to him right through. And Barabanov making the play, throwing it off to his right. And EK65 bangs it in. Stephen Lawrence got the second assist. And it was 2-2 at the end of one. The second period began, and the Sharks once again had great resolve. They outshot the Penguins 13-10, and they would take a 3-2 lead at 4:54. And now Gregor, Hertl, and Meyer step on. Sharks move from left to right in the second. Hertl tip back, Carlson flips on the left, Meyer at the blue line, cross-corner dump into the right side of the Penn zone. Hertl reached for it, couldn't get the puck. Coming back the other way is Malkin. Feet across the rink there, intended for Petrie. Knocked aside. Good quick stick there by Jacob Megna to knock that away. In the middle of the ice surface, can the Sharks steal? They do. It's Couture moving in, shooting the puck. Save. Rebound in front. They score! Noah Gregor! Right place, right time, right shot. It's 3-2 San Jose with 4:54 gone by in the second.
That was a great goal by Noah Gregor, using his legs to be in the right position. Logan Couture made it all work with a tremendous individual effort, and Logan got the only assist, his second of 5 points on the night. Gregor's third at 4:54 made it a 3-2 San Jose lead. But the Penguins have a way of sapping some of the energy out of you at key points in the contest, and they did that a couple of times in this game. They were 2-for-2 on the power play, and then the Sharks went on the man advantage when Jake Guentzel got a slashing call at 14:15. The problem is the Penguins would end up with a shorthanded goal. Now Carlson in the right circle, back to Couture. He shoots, stick save made by DeSmith with Hertl right there at the doorstep. Loose right wing corner, Penguin zone. Berg hockey picks up, and Dumoulin spins a man. 2-on-1, shorthanded for Pittsburgh. Walking in, they score! Ryan Poehling down the right wing side was killing the penalty, and he moved in on a 2-on-1 break. He took a look to the left. Everybody thought he might pass the puck over, but he snapped one past Kaapo Kähkönen, and that is a shorthanded goal for Ryan Poehling to tie the game 3-3. That was at 14:54 of the second. That could have been a devastating moment for the Sharks given what they've been going through these last couple of weeks. Poehling, his fifth, assisted by Brian Dumoulin, made it a 3-3 game. But the Sharks, undaunted, would go right back to work. And it would be Logan Couture and Matt Benning working the puck hard along the boards late in the second to get it to Alexander Barabanov. And with Mikey Achimot in front, providing a little bit of a screen, it would be Barabanov that would put the Sharks in front again. Off the faceoff, a little sneaky screenshot by Barabanov just went wide. Benning kept it in, fed off of a deflection into the corner. There's Achimot against Malkin one-on-one. Achimot grinds it free, sends it up the near boards. Benning fed behind the net. And right there, the captain, Logan Couture, spun it up the boards. Got it back to Couture. Now Barabanov, the shot, score! Alexander Barabanov, who was on the right point after all of that great work by Benning and by Couture, puts it through traffic, and it's the Sharks 4 and the Penguins 3 with 2:53 left in the second. That was a fantastic goal. And again, Mikey Achimot was in front of the net, causing all kinds of chaos. Barabanov snuck the puck through, and it went up top. And it was his seventh goal of the season to put the Sharks in front 4-3, assisted by Logan Couture and Matt Benning. At that point, Logan Couture had 3 assists, matching his career best in that department. But there would be more to come for the Sharks' captain. But not before another challenge from Pittsburgh. At 10:06 of the third period, Yevgeny Malkin again got the puck on his stick after Kaapo Kähkönen turned it over. Up front for the Penguins, it's Rust, along with Zucker and Malkin. Been flipping the lines around a little bit in this game today. In front of the Sharks' net, Kähkönen feeds it off the left boards, not out. Kept in by Petrie, walks to the slot. Malkin shoots and scores! So Yevgeny Malkin gets his second goal of the game and his 19th of the year. Kaapo Kähkönen, in an innocent play, essentially turned it over to Petrie by tipping it off the left wing boards. And the pass came to Malkin walking into the right circle. A left-handed shot on the right side had the superior angle. But boy, that puck had eyes getting through traffic. And it got by Kähkönen. And Malkin has tied the game 4-4.
Wow, that could have been a really devastating moment for the Sharks, and they could have folded the tent and played dead. But at 10:06, they did not do that. Malkin's 19th, assisted by Jeff Petrie on that Kähkönen turnover, made it a 4-4 game. With 4 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the third period, the Sharks were looking determined. And no one was more determined than their captain, Logan Couture. At that moment of the game, at 15:35, he would come through with what turned out to be the game winner. Now Logan Couture beats Crosby to it and lifts it out. Barabanov across the line. Gets the shot away, but that's a good block by the defenseman Pierre-Olivier Joseph on the far side of the ice. Joseph has it behind his own net, moves out for Pittsburgh. Joseph looks for Crosby on the right. Knocked down by Vlasic, poked ahead. Here's a break for Barabanov moving in. Behind the back pass, the shot, right on! Score! Logan Couture, trailing the play, is going to get credit for this goal on a brilliant two-on-one after the turnover. A behind-the-back play by Alexander Barabanov got to the front of the net, and somehow the Sharks end up taking the 5-4 lead, and the captain, Logan Couture, gets his fourth point of the night. Well, that was some play. Logan Couture finishing it off, and it seemed to make sense that the way that the captain was playing, that he should get the go-ahead goal at 15:35 of the third, his 18th of the season, assisted brilliantly behind the back by Barabanov, and Barabanov getting his second assist of the game. Marc-Edouard Vlasic also assisting, so Alexander Barabanov with a goal and two assists, another ingenious evening. And Vlasic with a pair of helpers coming back into action tonight. But as you know, the drama wasn't over. Of course, last night the Sharks had the lead by two with 2 minutes to play and lost in overtime to Carolina. And they were going to do absolutely everything they could to make sure that that didn't happen again. And it wouldn't. Casey DeSmith got pulled for the extra attacker. Mikey Acemont, a tremendous effort, actually knocked the net off the mooring as he beat an icing call on a play. And then, with seconds remaining in the game, the empty net was there and the captain finished it off. Lindblom throws it forward, but it's intercepted. Net is empty to our left. Defensively, Ferraro stops Rust, but here comes Gensel. Great check by Ferraro to take it away. 15 seconds left in the game. Penguins still in it. Crosby throws into the Shark zone. The puck cleared. Carlson, Couture, shoots. Score! Logan Couture finishes off a five-point night. The very first five-point game of his NHL career. Two goals and three assists for the captain. That's an empty net goal with 9.3 seconds to go. It's 6-4 San Jose. In his 13 NHL seasons, Logan Couture had never scored 5 points in a game before tonight. What a brilliant evening. Two goals, three assists. That was assisted by Erik Karlsson, who wound up with one goal and one assist. And it was also EK65's amazing 50th assist of the season in the team's 51st game of the year. What a campaign. He is the leading candidate for the Norris Trophy. That made the final score. The Sharks 6 and the Penguins 4. Let's go to the Sharks locker room. Mikey Acemont, who got things started with his one goal in the first period, joins us. And Mikey, we talked about this morning. You said that you were going to be very focused. You were going to forget about last night. And you were going to have a nice, hard first shift. And you did that. And you stayed with that the whole night. What a great game. What a great goal you scored. You could have had three perhaps tonight. Give us your thoughts on the turnaround and the win.
Yeah, that's the type of team we are. You know, we've taken a lot of gut punches this season, and the way that we respond has always been pretty valiant. So we knew we'd come out hard today, and we knew we'd put ourselves in a position to win, and we were just focused on finishing it.
I think that the turnaround really happened after you caused everything that resulted in your goal, but then Erik Karlsson kind of came back after those two Pittsburgh power play goals to score that dramatic goal at the end of the first period. Did that give the team the lift that I thought it did?
Yeah, Carly was dancing all night. He's our leader. He's someone we follow. So when he's playing his game, you know, we're a lot better team. So It's really a pleasure to play with him on the same team.
It's kind of funny. I asked you this morning what it felt like to play with Logan Couture, and you told me that it was a dream come true because you used to watch him in Denver growing up playing great hockey against the Avalanche. And you were on the ice with him tonight for a five-point night for the first time in his career. Tell us about that.
Yeah, he had a great night. He's just the way he plays. He's so strong. He's so fast. He's his hands are, up there with the best in the league. So he's of the full package. Playing with him is easy, and I'm continuing to learn a lot about me as a player playing with him, and also how to play with him.
I want to talk about your resolve in this game, because I was talking about how you basically created the play that ended up resulting in your goal, and you did that all night long. You actually beat an icing call, and you worked so hard. I know you missed the empty net, but you knocked the net off the mooring in a collision. Just talk about that wells up in you, that desire that comes out to allow you to make plays like that.
Yeah, that's who I am as a player, so I have to always have that. I have to make sure I wake up every game day and I'm ready to be that type of player. I'm in that mindset, so that's something that's I'm learning to do, and something that's going to benefit me a lot in my career, so I just need to be that type of player.
Mikey, pretty good way to go in the All-Star break, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels good. Feels good.
What are you going to do for the break?
I got a lot to do moving to San Jose. It's a lot of moving parts in my life right now coming from Winnipeg, so I got to take care of some business first and then enjoy some time with some family.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're really glad you're here. Great game tonight. Congratulations to you and your teammates, and enjoy it.
Thanks. Couldn't be happier to be here.
That's Mikey Acemont of the San Jose Sharks, who had a goal tonight, had a fantastic game, and a guy that he looked up to when growing up and watching NHL hockey, Logan Couture, had a five-point evening tonight as the Sharks win it over the Penguins 6-4. That's it for our instant replay here from Pittsburgh. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.